This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorwath. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, I do hope that you're not feeling too frazzled, that your wallet isn't feeling too exhausted, and that you've found a little bit of time for yourself over the past week or so. Today I've got a show for you that I do hope will bring a little relief from the pressures of the season. Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll remember that I asked you to send me your nature highlights from 2025, things that made an impression on you, things that made your day. Didn't have to be a rare sighting, didn't have to be a sighting at all, just something that when you remember it, makes you smile. And I was a bit worried that I wasn't really going to get anything, or that perhaps I'd just get 10 recordings of how nice it was to see a robin. No disrespect to robins, I love them and they're definitely a highlight for me. As it turns out though, you are all absolute stars. I have had the joy of listening to your fabulous nature highlights and I have been really surprised and moved by them. So now it's my turn to share your nature highlights back with you. I really hope that you love them as much as I do. The best nature highlights are often those that we witness by ourselves, a special gift from nature just for us. Becky, Head of Business Support at the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, had one such unexpected encounter.
My nature highlight from 2025 was watching a barn owl hunt over Redbunbury Mill when I was going for a very early morning run. There was no one else around. It had been a very popular place for birders to come and watch it, but because it was so early, I was the only one there, and it was lovely. I've never seen a barn owl before, so that was really special.
Thank you, Becky. Owls are one of those birds that, I suppose because they don't keep the same hours as us, we don't often see them. So it's not surprising that if we do see them, that really makes our day. So let's hear about another chance owl encounter. This one from Nick, who's one of the Mix 92.6 station managers.
My nature highlight wasn't actually in this country. I was driving along a small country road in France round about 10 o'clock at night. And it was just amazing. On the parapet of a little bridge over a stream, there sat an owl. Now, honestly, I don't know what type of owl it was. It looked at me and then it flew off. And when it spread its wings, it just looked majestic. Gosh, it gives me goosebumps even now.
Thank you, Nick, for that. That does sound amazing. Now, owls are often ghost-like and silent. Not at all like the surprise bird that Jenny from the Wildhood Watch encountered.
My highlight was seeing a raven on next door's bird feeder. I couldn't believe my eyes and thought I was seeing things, but put a note out on WhatsApp and several people came back and said, yes, actually ravens are around in this part of Hertfordshire, which was news to me. Over the summer, I picked up on my bird recognition app ravens flying over the garden on a couple of other times, but I haven't seen it again since.
Thank you, Jenny, for that. And I can see why Jenny was impressed. Ravens are, of course, members of the crow family. And like many other crows, they have black feathers and are very intelligent. But unlike other crows, they are huge, even bigger than the red kites that here in Hertfordshire we so often see circling above us. And like those red kites, ravens were persecuted to near extinction until they were protected by the Wildlife and Countryside Act in 1981. Brilliantly, they're making a good recovery and gradually they're working their way down from their strongholds in the northwest. St Albans RSPB say that ravens can now be found soaring high over Hartwood Forest, No Man's Land Common and Ellenbrook Fields. Just listen out for that distinctive gronk. That's my impersonation of a raven that Jenny heard. And if you do see one, then please do let your local RSPB know. Now, one bird that is sadly still on a steep decline is the cuckoo. UK cuckoos migrate to and from West Africa, a perilous journey that many don't survive. So it's no wonder that it's a highlight when we hear that distinctive call, confirmation that one cuckoo has made it back to Hertfordshire for one more year. Caroline from Sustainable St Albans says that her nature highlight from this year was hearing a cuckoo again in Smallford Pit and the surrounding woodland in the second week in June. She says that several people heard the cuckoo and were all so relieved, as it's been 2 or 3 years since a cuckoo has been heard there. Caroline says that it used to be such a regular spring event that there was a bit of a local competition with her neighbours to see who could hear a cuckoo first. So it's great that the Smallford Pit cuckoo managed to return again in 2025. Now, rather than sending a recording of herself talking about the cuckoo, Caroline has sent a recording in which the cuckoo speaks for itself. Enjoy. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you so much for that. Just such an evocative sound of spring, isn't it? Now, sometimes it's where you see wildlife that stops you in your tracks and gives such a magical experience. Let's hear from St Albans Green Party councillor Juliette Voisy.
I've actually got two nature highlights this year. One was the extremely late summer deluge of ladybirds who were everywhere, and it was a joy to see them, and I was trying to step over them all over the place. And my second nature highlight has to be while sat on my laptop on a call, as a kingfisher appeared at my back door and sat on the plant pot, and I kind of had to say, excuse me, I need to come off my call and just go and have a look at this kingfisher that sat there, which was the most amazing memory that's going to stick with me for a long time. Thanks, Amanda. Bye.
Juliette, thank you for sharing that. And yes, I think if a kingfisher had popped up in my garden, I would probably have fallen off my chair, not just my Zoom call. Now, one of the lovely things about kingfishers is that they are so unmistakable. Even when they're zipping along a river, that flash of bright azure blue can only be one thing, which is helpful when you're a very novice bird spotter like me. But no birdwatching skills were needed for Anna's nature highlight.
Hi, Amanda. It's Anna Barrett from St Albans United Reformed Church here. As you might remember, in December 2024, we got our building back after a building project. So this year, my focus has been on very much getting our grounds back to some sort of normality. The high spot for me was back in July. I was with the Soroptimists having our summer bring and share supper. And suddenly a voice said, oh, look at that. And I looked out of the window, and running across our field was a hedgehog. It was the first time forever that I have seen a live hedgehog. So I was over the moon. I'll send you a photograph of it. Very exciting evening. And onwards and upwards into 2026 now. We've got more plans for the grounds and more hedges to plant, more wildflowers to sow.
Thank you so much for that, Anna. Now, you might remember that I spoke to Anna here on Environment Matters after she won a much coveted Ember Eco Award for everything she was doing in her role as Green Champion at St. Albans United Reformed Church Greenwood. And it's even better to hear that the work that she has been overseeing, making their church grounds into a home for wildlife, is paying off. I can see why she was so excited to see a hedgehog there. It's that wonderful feeling that you've opened the door for nature and it's come home. True to her word, Anna did indeed send a photo of the hedgehog, and I'll share it with you with the podcast of this show that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. Now, sometimes you just stumble on a wonder of the natural world, but sometimes you seek it out. And Tricia, who runs the Greenhouse Eco Hub on London Road in St. Albans, didn't stumble across her nature highlight from 2025. Let's hear what it was.
Hi, Amanda. Well, I think everyone needs to put see a starling murmuration on their list for 2026. Last month, we finally made it to the Avalon Marshes in Somerset and the RSPB Ham War Reserve, where we saw literally thousands and thousands and thousands of starlings flying into the reeds for the night. It was the most spectacular and amazing sight, watching starlings cascade like a waterfall out of the sky. And we were told that there were probably about 50,000 starlings arriving that night. But if you can't make it to Somerset, there are brilliant murmurations closer to home too, such as the ones down at Brighton Pier. So do it. Definitely go and see a starling murmuration. It really is fabulous.
Thank you for that, Tricia. That does sound absolutely awesome and something that I have definitely got on my bucket list. But if you'd like to see a slightly different mass bird spectacle closer to home, earlier this year, Josh Carms of the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust told us how a visit to Hillfield Park Reservoir near Aldenham at dusk would allow you to witness 12,000 gulls flying into roost for the evening. Do take a look on their website for more details. Now, Debbie, who's the communications and PR officer at the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, had her nature highlight from last year even closer to home. In fact, right next door.
Hi, Amanda. This is Debbie here from Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. This is one of my nature highlights from 2025. It's a really simple one. Our next door neighbours have some beautiful wildflowers outside their the front of their house, and have these huge poppy heads. And a really simple memory was just watching the bees buzzing in these huge poppy flower heads. And just on a bright day, the vivid colours, just the vitality of these bees was really joyous to watch. And I think it is these small moments in nature that are so pleasing.
Thank you so much for that, Debbie. Do you know, and I think that you're right. Actually, it really is often just very small things that can make an impression on us. Just that bee, just the flowers, just the feel of the day, the heat of the sun, just nature getting on with doing what it does. Wilderhood Watch member and hedgehog enthusiast Jill also found her nature highlight right there at home.
This year was an incredible year for pollinators. I don't think I've ever seen so many butterflies, ever. But for me, the highlight was having two bumblebee nests, one in the eaves and one in the garden. Buff-tailed bumblebees, which is a lovely name. So that was my highlight, two successful bumblebee nests. And they were busy all summer into really, really quite late autumn.
Thank you for that, Jill, and brilliant that you loved your bees, checked out what they were and didn't panic and try and get rid of them. Buff-tailed bumblebees are not aggressive and are safe around even children and pets, as well as being vital pollinators. And they also had a really poor year in 2024 with a significant drop in numbers, so it's even better news that Jill had them thriving in her garden this year. Now, as well as the two bumblebee nests, Jill was pleased to see so many butterflies this year. And someone else who had all those butterflies as one of their nature highlights was St. Albans Green Councillor Juliet. Let's hear from her again.
How
could I forget? This year was such a good year for butterflies. I had so many fluttering in my garden. It was just lovely. And whilst doing my butterfly conservation monitoring in Verulamium, this year I found a huge number of black caterpillars all over the nettles, which were going to be peacock butterflies. There were literally hundreds. That was an amazing sight to see too. Bye.
Thank you for that, Juliet. Now, the results of the butterfly surveys around St Albans District, done by volunteers like Juliet, have been collated by Malcolm Hull of Hearts and Middlesex Butterfly Conservation. He concluded that the butterfly sightings per visit were 80% higher in 2025 than in 2024 and 350% higher than they were in 2022. And he says that this provides clear evidence that the summer meadow management approach to grass cutting adopted by St Albans District Council is having material benefits to local wildlife. Well, that's brilliant news that something so simple can have such a huge effect. Now, our nature highlights up until now have all been animal-based. Insects, birds, hedgehogs. So it's great that Emma, a presenter here on Mix 92.6, found her nature highlight more in the plant world. Let's hear from Emma.
Hi, Amanda. My nature highlights this year have been the turn of the seasons. I remember the spring blossom being absolutely beautiful this year and seemed to last a little bit longer as well, so we could really appreciate the beautiful colours that spring brings. And then, of course, at the other end with autumn and just the autumn leaves, the colours, the sunsets has been absolutely glorious. Just out on a walk, which has given me some nice thinking time as well as listening to the birds. So much to celebrate. And thanks for all you do with Environment Matters. Take care.
Thank you so much for that, Emma. I could not agree more. Spring and autumn this year were an absolute treat, whether you were out in the countryside or just in your local park. Now, I do hope that you've enjoyed all the nature highlights from 2025 that I've shared with you today. I have loved hearing them all. So a big, big thank you to everyone who sent in their recordings. I'll be back with you next week with more of your nature highlights. But until then, thank you for listening.